My hero, Keaton, post 854. At a certain age, maybe 60-ish, when the immense vitality of the 50s fades, some of us, metaphorically and otherwise, begin to hot-foot it away from death. That sounds dignified, doesn't it? Actually, it looks more like an early chase scene from Buster Keaton, minus the skill, and with death always gaining. I've been going to the gym 3 or 4 days a week since I was 38 and striding up and down various hills and trails for much longer. But here I am at a few days short of 72 and I can feel them close behind. However, the comic futility of all these faux escapes doesn't matter, to me anyway. When more doesn't work, just add more. Thus, my night walks. Well, early morning walks, as in at dawn's first glimmer, after I've taken care of the dog and before coffee. I walk west along the ridge for 5 minutes, very fast, turn and walk east very fast. Most of it is open to the sky, a field to my south, horse pasture to my north. I prefer not to walk into the darkness of the big trees. I've been doing this for 6 weeks and only missed two mornings due to torrential rain, long enough for it to become a habit and a pleasure. We've entered the quiet of the molting and migration season. Nothing stirs, except for the horses who snuffle and look at me without alarm. The neighbor's rooster sometimes begins his routine. That's it. As I walk, I windmill my arms and turn my hands about and extend and contract my fingers. The blood moves. The heart beats faster. I probably look either mad or silly, or both. Who cares? No one is there to see. I keep my head up. The cool air feels good. My legs have grown stronger. My plan is proceeding. Maybe I'll live forever.